All right, Jim Taylor back at the ballpark where Rock Ridge on Tuesday wins 9-0 over the Beardstown Tigers. I know some missed opportunities early in this game. I think it was 0-0 after four innings. And I guess talk about your at-bat late in the game that kind of got you on the board to sacrifice fly.
I was just kind of my second at-bat. I had a runner on third. I had a chance. I took the ball to left side, so I told myself, you know, I'm not going to do it this time. The runner on second base, I believe it was Nicole Sedam, told me the pitch was outside, so I waited back and knew I just want to take something to the right side.
It was nice, a lot of production from a lot of different spots in this lineup today. So true team victory offensively, what about that?
Oh, yeah, once we get one hit rolling, this is a team that just top to bottom. Like, we have the power to do a lot of damage, and, you know, it just takes that one hit to get going, and once it does, we're a pretty dangerous team.
Well, 25 wins now on the year, and I know I've talked to a lot of people. You know, there's a lot of good players that graduated from this team last year, and your sister was one of those. So a lot of different kids have kind of stepped up and maybe are playing different roles from last year. You were a kid that was a sophomore last year. What do you think about a lot of the pieces this year where people have really had to step up and put together a 25-win season right now?
We've had a lot of people play different positions this year, and everyone has done a great job of moving around. I mean, the best thing about it is we go to practice every day, we work hard, so you would never know that we like don't normally play those positions. But, I mean, this chemistry that we have just makes it work, and, you know, it just comes together really well.
Oh, and here's a kid that has played a position that was occupied by an All-State player that's playing Division I college softball and the Minyard girl. So you take over that position. And this is kind of an ultimate compliment. You know, this team really hasn't missed a beat with you in center field. What about that responsibility of having, cause they always say you don't want to be the guy that replaces the guy and you don't want to be the girl that replaces the girl, but you're the girl that kind of replaced the girl. What about that this year? And those were some pretty big shoes to fill, and I think you do a pretty good job out there.
Oh, yeah, Ashley Minyard was a great center fielder. She's taught me a lot, and playing at Western, I've actually gone down to watch her play, and she's come back to practice, and she's helped me get ready to take over that position. And, you know, our outfield this year is just as solid, and it's nice. I like being out there.
All right, you got to tell me, I know there were two bunt attempts today that you missed through, and what did the first base coach say to the batter? And for those people that don't know, the first base coach is your father. So what about that?
He probably yelled, "Get it down," and then made a nice gesture face and turned around.
All right, what's it like with your sister not being able to play this year? Because I know that was probably it's been the first time in a long time you haven't played with her. So what's that been like? And what's it like for her not being a part of this?
Oh, she misses the game a lot. She comes home, though, whenever I ask her to play catch. We go outside, we play catch. She helps me with hitting. I mean, she's always been there for me, and she hasn't missed a game since she's been home for college. You know, I miss playing with her, but it's kind of like she never left because she's right there with me.
And then the other neat thing, I always like to talk about family. So dad coaches and mom at the game. I don't know if sister's back yet from college. Was she at the game today?
Yeah. No?
Okay, so she's here. And then I know both sets of grandparents are very active in your life. You're like the richest person in Lower Rock Island County with those type of people supporting you. How important do you think that is to you?
You know, family's everything to me, and I love when they come to the games. My grandparents, they always give me this sign that says I love you, so I always do it back before every game, and I just love the support that they give me, and I couldn't do this without them.
And the Rockets love. Do people still call you Katie Sue Garrett, or am I the only one that
still
does that? Oh, okay.
That.
And the Rockets still love you, too. Nice going today.
Thank you.
All right, Katie Garrett and the Rockets win 9-0 in the sectional semifinal over Beardstown on WRMJ.